Good evening, Potter's Four Square Church. Hope all is well. This is Pastor Greg, and I am continuing our Bible study on creation. And tonight we are going to be talking about the Creator. Last week we talked about the introduction to creation and defining a couple of terms, such as old earth, new earth, and the explanation behind whether you a literal translation of the creation, which is 6 days, literal days, 24-hour periods of creation, or that you believe that those six things are units of time, and they could be thousands of years or one day, or but they're definitely more than a 24-hour period. Either way you look at that, we are still sort of dissecting some information at the beginning of our study. This is obviously not an introduction like last week. This really gets into the nuts and bolts of God being the creator. However, we're not going to be starting, the verse-by-verse study of Genesis until we really get some foundational stuff intact and communicated and established. So, without further ado, so tonight, one of the foundational truths of the Bible is that God is the creator and of all that is, right? And if you're going to have that position, which every believer should have, then that pretty much solves a lot of creation problems for you. In other words, if you're all in that God created every single thing, then obviously the creation and Genesis story is going to be a lot easier for you to understand than that. If you believe that God created some things and some things evolved and some things were created by man, and it's just a slippery slope. So one of the many passages that proclaims God as the creator is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. It says, "Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator, the ends of the earth, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." So it says right here, God is the creator of the ends of the earth, right? From end to end, which is an unknown dimension, God has created everything within that time-space continuum. So we also know that according to Genesis chapter 1, that all three parts of the Trinity were involved in creation. So in Genesis chapter 1, all three are listed within the first three verses, and then I'm going to give you some specific verses as to the other parts of the Trinity. So it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That's God. "Now, the earth was formless and void. Darkness hovered over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." So you have God the Creator, God the Spirit hovering over the waters. "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And that light we know because the moon was not created and the sun was not created. That light was a source from somewhere," right? Well, if we jump over to Acts chapter 17, verse 24, it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and the earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands." In other words, God was established before all of this, right? Hebrews says, "But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son," Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, "whom he has appointed heir of all things and through whom he also made the universe." So there is this textual support for Jesus being part of the creation as well. So you have God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son, all engaged in creation. So going deeper tonight, I want to talk a little bit about the infinite creator. And what does that mean? Well, infinite, he is, we are finite beings. We have limitations. God is limitless, right? So a creator is one that makes something new. People can create things. They can create art projects and musical, compositions and physical structures. They can do a lot. However, they have materials to work with. They begin with pre-existing matter and they form it into something new, right? So if you look at, music or other intellectual creations, we have rhythms, we have rhymes, we have notes, we have instruments, we have artistic mediums that provide structure and offer, possibilities. Those are all, creating within the confines of using matter that was pre-existing or pre-created. So What is commonly called creativity, you know, on the part of man is more likely synthesis. And what does that mean? Well, synthesis is taking all of those created things, right, all of that matter, and putting it into something created new. So we are more synthesizers than we are creators, because God is the creator. So, you know, God had no such raw materials to work with in the beginning, right? Nothing. He spoke these things into existence. And when we say that God is the creator, we mean that he is truly creative in a category all by himself. And he is, you know, he started with nothing. And all of us that create something, again, we're starting with things that have already been created, matter that has already been created. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." So Genesis chapter 1 is what we've been reading. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that means that before Genesis, there existed no heavens and no earth. God spoke these things into being. In Genesis 1:3, 1:6, and 1:9, he spoke these things. In 6 days, it says in Exodus, "The Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that was in them." He is God, and that's what he does. He's not limited by our understanding or by our time or our space or our matter. God is above that. I am limited in my understanding. I am finite. God is infinite. I am limited by time. God has no time-space continuum. I do. I have the moment in which I live in now, the space. God has no restrictions regarding space or matter, and I do. All of these things are limitations for a mere human being. So as a creator, God is the all-wise originator and designer of all things, right? Psalm 104:24 says, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all." So that you know, verse right there speaks to this idea of we are intelligently designed, right? That God had wisdom when he created us. It wasn't just happenstance. So the next thing here is the authority of the creator. And when God created the heavens and the earth, he did so by speaking them into existence. When he created things that filled the earth and the sky, he spoke them into being. Genesis chapter 1, 11 through 16. So let me read it. And then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation." So we have this in verse 11, God said, or he commanded, or he spoke into being, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, commanded, and spoke, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the sacred times and days and years. And let the lights be in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. And he made the stars also. So God spoke these things into existence. So you say, "Well, Greg, that's stuff that I've already known." And what does that have to really do with creation? I know that God created them, but you have to understand, I want you to pay close attention to the authority that God has, because it has a specific meaning to where we are today. God can call things into existence because of his power. He can call healings into your body as part of his power. He can call provision into your life. He can give you wisdom supernaturally. He can change circumstances. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he still has the ability to speak things into existence. And we have to remember that, right? We have to remember that God has that power. At this particular time when he was creating, he could have spoke anything and it would have happened. But there was intellect and wisdom behind every decision that God made with creation. So remember, he has that authority. He has still has the authority today to create in your life from no matter at all, from nothing pre-existing. God can create something completely new. He doesn't need cells to create an arm. He can speak an arm into existence. That's how amazing God is. So the thing he created from existing matter. So all of these things in Scripture that we talk about in Genesis, all of them were created by God speaking it into existence. He didn't have minerals to form the mountain. He didn't have cells to form the water. He spoke those things into existence. However, when God created human beings, he did something different. He took the clay from the ground and he formed man from that, and then he breathed his own life into man, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. When he created the first woman, he used that which he had already made, a pre-existing, something that existed from before, Adam's rib. And he took that and he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep, and he took the rib from the side and he formed the woman. Genesis chapter 2, 21. So God in all creation, the two things that he created from existing matter were man and woman. Man, the dust of the ground, and woman, the rib from Adam. That's an amazing thing as well, because, you know, it speaks to a lot of things. When God says, to the dust you shall return, I created you from the dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the beautiful thing about God using pre-existing things when he created Adam and Eve is it ties into the fact that when he looked at the Holy Spirit of the Trinity, he said, let us make man in our image. So we are created in the image of God, which speaks to the fourth thing here, the humanity of the Creator. So God is a designer, right? And the craftsman of everything in the universe. He created human beings, a step above the rest. And by breathing his own life into that man, by breathing his life into that woman, he created these people in his image. Genesis chapter 2, 1:27. That means that the human beings were more like God than any other thing he has created. Now, if we look at that, right, we have an eternal spirit just like God has. We can reason, we can choose good or evil, and we can love just like God can. We have emotions, intellect, and the power and the desire to create things ourselves, just like God did, right? We share those things because we are created in his image. I think that man has struggled in the world when they forget that, right? When they think that they are the master of their destiny, and we are not. We are a created being owned by God, controlled by God for his glory. Even though we have free will, even though, you know, we are filthy rags with regard to our righteousness, we belong to God. We were made in his image. We are more like him than any other creation that he has made. God desires to have fellowship with us, right? When Jesus talked about his Father's house, many mansions, whatever, he goes, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. That not only did God create us, he spoke by authority and created us from existing matter that he'd already created. He made us in his image, and he wants to be with us. Those are amazing things, right? So he does not seek fellowship with dogs or dolphins or trees or any other thing that he created. God seeks fellowship with man. It is man that is at his throne. It is man that he died for. So all these things have life, but they don't have God's life. And when he came to the earth to save us, he came in the form of a man. And that's the thing that I think that, you know, we forget. We are the greatest creation that God ever created, because nothing else was created in his image but man and woman. So all of that being said, let's take away with a couple of things here this evening. So when we say that God is the creator, we mean that no one created him, and that God alone is the creator. He is singular. There is no other creative force, period. We recreate, we synthesize, but we don't create, right? Why? Because we all use existing matter no matter what we're creating. So Satan can create. He can only pervert what God creates, right? He cannot create from nothing. He has to use existing matter the way that humans do. But he does use existing matter, and what does he do? He perverts it, right? That's what Satan does. So people can truly create because we cannot truly create because we got to start with something. The things that we're starting with have already been created. Everything originated from God. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 16, James 1, 17, Revelation 10, 6. Everything originated with God, period. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. God created everything. There's no created thing that man could come up with where God's going to be like, wow, I didn't know that that could happen. Everything that we have created has been a result of his goodness and his grace. It's not mankind. Because he has created everything, everything is his. It belongs to him. Exodus 19:5, Psalm 50, verse 12. We all belong to him, right? As human beings, we also belong to him. We are his, and he has the right to rule over us, period. Why? Because we are created by him. We are created in his image, and we are created for his purpose. So he gives freedom to choose or reject him, but the consequences come with either choice, right? We know that. We understand that. In Romans chapter 1, it talks about a group of people that God gave them over to their own lusts and desires because they chose what was created by man, and they rejected what was right in front of them, what God had created. Images made by man were more appealing to men on the earth during those days than the God of the universe. And that is wrong. And that's why in Romans, it's the first thing out of the gate that God deals with, that Paul dealt with, was this idea that man-made things have any value in them at all. They don't. They just don't. So the wise person bows before the Creator and willingly submits himself or herself to the only one who truly knows how we are made, right? And that is the beautiful thing in which we live in now. We were created in the image of God. Whether you're white, black, brown, green, yellow, purple, it doesn't matter. You were made in God's image. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter your body image. You were created in the image of God, and there is only one like you. You are, according to God, you are perfect in his sight, right? Yes, do we have sin nature? Absolutely. Yes, are we still experiencing the fall of man? Absolutely. But God still has the power to speak things into existence, into our life. He still has the authority to do that. He still has the power to do that. And he still wants to have fellowship with us, which is an amazing thing. So those are some attributes about the Creator. And if you're listening for the first time, maybe you found us online and you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ, want to give you that opportunity. You were fearfully and wonderfully created, the Bible says, by him in his image. And if you believe that, and you believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again for your sins, if you believe and confess with your mouth that fact that God will make you new again, he will come into your life and change you. And I pray that if you pray that prayer this evening, that God will do that. And if you did, there's a phone number there on the website. Call us and let us know the decision that you've made so that we may rejoice with you. And if you're listening, a regular listener, I want to leave you with this. He has shown you, O man, O woman, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee, that you do justly, that you love mercy, and that you walk humbly with your God. Go do that now. God bless you.